What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with more agentic AI to talk about. It's going to be a little bit of a bite-sized episode today for sure. Not a ton of news, but I wanted to talk about the newest player in the agentic AI race. This popped up on my radar from Alvaro Cintas at the rundown.ai. He shared a post on X about Runner H, which is the name of this new web automation technology from the H AI company. Of course, I have linked to the website and the blog posts about Runner H and what it can do. So definitely check out the links in the show notes, but I'm just going to go through really quickly and do a bit of an overview of what the tool is all about. At the very least, I want it to be on your guys' radar right now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with more agentic AI to talk about. It's going to be a little bit of a bite-sized episode today for sure. Not a ton of news, but I wanted to talk about the newest player in the agentic AI race. This popped up on my radar from Alvaro Cintas at the rundown.ai. He shared a post on X about Runner H, which is the name of this new web automation technology from the H AI company. Of course, I have linked to the website and the blog posts about Runner H and what it can do. So definitely check out the links in the show notes, but I'm just going to go through really quickly and do a bit of an overview of what the tool is all about. At the very least, I want it to be on your guys' radar right now. There is a wait list to access the API that's going to allow for these agentic computer actions through Runner H. So definitely hop onto the link again in the show notes. Join the wait list if you're interested in testing out this newest agentic tool. Okay, so let's get into it. Runner H, or the H AI company, is developing advanced AI automation technology. Their main focus is on web interactions and automations across the web and web applications. And they are accomplishing this using two different types of models. One is a VLM, a vision language model. And this model handles interpreting the guided user interface, the GUIs, the UIs across the web, as well as images and diagrams and documents. So you need that vision half of the model to basically interpret what's on the screen and what is being presented to the user through the user interface. And then you have a standard large language model, an LLM. And this model basically serves as the backbone for these vision capabilities and controls how the technology makes decisions with the input or the interface that it's presented with. And this model is specifically optimized for agent-based actions and agent-based applications, and has 2 billion parameters. And the startup Runner H, or HAI, has relatively gone under the radar, but is definitely garnering some attention now with the performance of this Runner H in early tests and evaluations. There is a particular set of benchmarks for web automation and web tasks for these agents, these agent tools, and it's called Web Voyager. And on this Web Voyager benchmark test, Runner H achieved 67% performance compared to competitors like Emergence Agent E, which we haven't covered yet and we haven't talked about. So maybe we'll have to do a little bit of an episode on Agent E from Emergence. But Emergence Agent E got 61%, and then Anthropic's computer use is all the way down at 52%. So Runner H significantly outperformed Anthropic's computer use in the early stages here. So it's definitely garnering some attention in the, like I said, in the early days of the agent era. And this, like I said, this really is early days for Runner H. You'll still need to get on a wait list if you want to access the API. Check out the link in the show notes to the H company's Twitter post about the Runner H Studio, which is what they're calling this Runner H Builder, the studio. And it gives you some examples of use cases as well that the studio, or that the Runner H tool, will be capable of. It's a lot of the use cases that we have discussed and considered when we talk about these agentic workflows. But in the video, you'll see on the X post, they use the example of applying for jobs. And they also mention invoice management and invoicing and all of these repetitive computer tasks. So I think it really looks super powerful, just like all these other agentic tools do. And they even discuss how Runner H is kind of pushing through AI limitations. And it's pretty bold here. They're talking about how that plateau of the scaling law that we've seen recently, how Runner H is breaking through not only that plateau, but quickly taking huge steps towards AGI and even steps towards ASI. In fact, like I said, pretty boldly in this post, the H company, or Runner H, states that They've taken a huge step towards artificial super intelligence. And in this image or in this graphic or this little animation in the post, you can see that they've broken down AI performance so far into three different eras. The first one is the era of these scaling laws, where we could pump data and compute and power into these models and watch the corresponding skills rise and scale with it. And then we hit a bit of a plateau. And the second era then is the era of taking action. And this is currently where things like Anthropic's computer use and probably Copilot Vision and Operator from OpenAI, these early agentic tools are probably in this second era here of taking actions. And then autonomy is the third era that they mention here. And the animation shows that, of course, their product, Runner H, is approaching this third era of autonomy, leaving Anthropic's computer use and GPT-4 and Claude and Gemini, all of these models back in the first two eras. Again, definitely check out the thread on X from H Company, and we will obviously continue to keep an eye on all of these agentic tools and technologies as they come out so that you guys can stay ahead of the curve and what's available and be sure to be utilizing it to the best of your abilities. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.